The man calmly observing life's daily rhythms is none other than Kristianis Barons, fondly referred to as Father of Dainis by the Latvian people. One of his greatest contributions to Latvian culture and history is his work cataloguing Latvian folklore. Kristianis Barons was born in Kurzeme, Courland, in 1835. He later lived with his sister in Dundaga, where he began his schooling. He went to high school in Jelgava and attended the University of Tērbata, now Tartu, where he met Kristians Valdemārs and Juris Alonas. Together, they formed a student group, fostering national pride, which later became known as the New Latvians. Kristianis Barons led a long and colourful life. He was one of the founders and contributors of the Peterburgas Avises, the paper of Petersburg. He worked as an interpreter in the Educational Ministry of Petersburg and was a home tutor to wealthy families in addition to working in the field of linguistics. He wrote popular science articles whose style laid the foundation for current standards. He could also be considered the founding father of National Geographic because, after travelling on foot from Tērbata to Dundaga in 1859, he wrote the first geography book in Latvian titled Describing Our Fatherland. Barons immortalised his name through his valiant efforts in gathering and organising what is known as the collection of Latvian dainas. Dainas are short, rhythmical limericks, usually consisting of four lines. He spent nearly 25 years in this process, day in, day out. He would rise early, sometimes as soon as 5 a.m. in the summer, and work until lunch. After, he would take a walk, only to return home and resume his work until nightfall. To effectively catalogue all the collected texts, he would create his own method and system of organisation. Each limerick was written on a separate piece of paper and then filed in a special cabinet. A sketch by Barons himself illustrates this cabinet, built in Moscow and now known as the famous Dainoskapis, or Folk Songs Cabinet. It has 70 drawers, each with 20 sections, and is now housed at the Science Academy. During his lifetime, his studies and work took Kristianis Barons to live in many places. These included Dundaga, Tērbata, now Tartu, Petersburg, Moscow and Riga. But his last summer of 1922 was spent in Turaida, in a beautiful place near the banks of the Gauja. His daughter-in-law, Lena, recalls, "Dad loved nature, and these surroundings gave him plenty of nature's beauty. His first walk in the morning was to Gutmann's cave. He'd drink some clear spring water and would also fill a white can to take water home. If the sun shone after breakfast, he'd go for a walk and disappear for hours. This is when he climbed the hills. He'd often choose steep trails over roads." Kristianis Barons died on March 8th of 1923 and was laid to rest in the Great Cemetery of Riga. This monument was erected in 1985 to commemorate his 150th birthday. The architect was Edvins Vaksumieks, and it was made after a design by sculptor Theodor Zalkauns. If you wish to discover the depth and wisdom of Latvian folk songs, we invite you to visit a folk song park in a Turaida Park Museum. It contains the Garden of Song and Dino Hill, complemented by the 26 stone sculptures of Indulis Ranka.
The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.